Well, we got high school football playoff action coming up starting tomorrow night, Saturday afternoon as well, including the Knoxville Blue Bullets. They finish the season with an 8-1 record. The regular season, they'll play Saturday afternoon over at Dennis Larson Field. We'll talk more about that coming up. And that game, of course, you'll be able to hear on FM 95, 94.9 WAAT coming up on Saturday. And Brad Benowitz, Jake Miller will be there for that. Well, the Blue Bullets have had an outstanding season. And joining us to talk more about it is the head coach of the Knoxville Blue Bullets, Ryan Hebbard. Ryan, good morning. How you doing today?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate Absolutely. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Man, what an exciting season you had. And, you know, kind of looking at your scores and stats, people think, man, well, they had a pretty easy season. Well, I think kind of what happened looking at some of your scores, your guys just played that well in a lot of those games and were just dominant in that case.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it's some games we were able to get to a fast start and kind of overwhelm some opponents and things like that, and then buckle down and chew some clock and get out of there and rest our guys. But playing the LTC, it's always a good conference, good competition. Glad we made the move. You have some historically very strong football programs in the LTC, so it's been a good run this year.
You know, you finished 8-1, and you know, looking at your points scored and points against, I'd say, oh, they're an offensive team, they're a defensive team. You put it all together both ways. You scored 361 points, only gave up 111. So you kind of you had the total package, and I guess that's what you want out of your guys.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, with what we do offensively, we're able to kind of control the tempo of the game, run the ball, and limit the other offense's possessions. And then our defense is able to get some stops at key times and put our offense back on the field. And I think our kicking game was pretty darn good this year, and our return game. So that set us up well, both offensively and defensively.
So 8-1, you finished the regular season. You'll have your first playoff game in Class 2A on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk more about that coming up. The one blemish, that last game of the season, I guess, you couldn't have asked for more in a football game, especially as an outsider looking in. Obviously, though, as a coach of your team, you wanted to come out with a win, but, man, that had to be pretty exciting. And for it to come down to what it did, that you couldn't ask for more.
Yeah. You know, A-Town, it was a Week 8 game. They did a good job limiting our possessions. We had some penalties and things like that. And then at the end, we were able to put ourselves in position to go ahead and the boys played very, very hard and just real proud of it. It was a pretty good high school game against two good teams. So
what are those things that maybe you took away from that game, especially heading into the playoffs? Because, as you said, you'd been pretty dominant on offense throughout the year, been pretty dominant on defense throughout the year. But then it comes down when you get to this level playing against other really good teams and what you'll see coming up on Saturday, it's those other little things, limiting whether it's turnovers or penalties, whatever mistakes may be made.
Yeah, that's the big thing, you know. In the postseason, when you play really good teams, it comes down to possession or two, or turnover, or field position, or penalties. You got to eliminate those things, especially in the postseason, because everybody in the postseason is just pretty darn good, and they've all, you know, kind of all the teams there fought and battled and done what they're supposed to do to earn the right to get in the playoffs.
You know, personnel-wise, a lot of teams, there's like that kid that does it all, runs for 150, 200 yards of games and scores three or four touchdowns, running maybe a couple, receiving, or the quarterback that does it. But it's been multiple guys for you. You've had a lot of guys that have really stepped up and done a lot for your team.
Yeah, we have a lot of weapons, you know, in the backfield, on the edge, and then we're able to run off tackle and inside very well, and it's been by committee, and it's a great team effort. So, you know, just real happy for the guys. You know, we distribute the ball pretty well, and everybody gets a piece of it, and let the offensive line go to work and do what they do. So,
I know you had to be also excited. So your JV team finished undefeated as well.
Yeah, JV team finished undefeated as well. So that's good. You know, those young guys, they did a good job in the summer. And the JV coaches did an excellent job getting them ready to go, and just real excited here at Knoxville. It's been a pretty good overall fall. So,
Ryan Hebbard is head football coach of the Knoxville Blue Bullets. They'll be in action Saturday afternoon, Dennis Larson Field, 1 o'clock kick. That'll be against Kankakee Bishop McNamara. Now, it's you very well know, fans looking on might not necessarily know, but they come in with a 5-4 record, and that can be really, really deceiving, because that's been a program that's been really, really good throughout the years, and they play in a really good league as well.
Yeah. You know, they play in a really good league. They play some stiff competition, you know, with Elmer's Immaculate Conception, Wheaton St. Francis, guys like that. And, you know, they did what they had to do to get to this point, and it's playoff time, and, you know, they're going to come down and put their best foot forward, and we got to put our best foot forward and go from there.
You know, I've said this. I don't know what happened to the IHSA. I thought at some point that all private schools were going to be bumped up a class since they can recruit, but apparently that's gone away, it sounds like.
I think this year, due to, like, the shortened pandemic season in 2021, since there was no playoffs in the spring of 21, they kind of did away with the multiplier, and then that's where you're kind of seeing some of this drop-down effect.
Okay.
With the parochials. So, you know, we don't make the rules, we just got to play by.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you got to play them aside. I mean, it's just unfortunate in the first round. And again, 5-4, they're going to be a really good team. That doesn't mean you can't, obviously, you've got a really, really good team as well. And I know your guys are definitely looking forward to it. Talk about your coaching staff. I mean, you had guys that did a great job, like you said, top to bottom, and the kids working and everybody getting them ready during the summer. And like you said, getting the younger kids ready to move up to that level next year.
Well, I've had guys with me for a long time over here. My defensive coordinator is Greg Larson. He's been with us, you know, since 03, 04, right around in there. And then Greg Ritz helps out with the varsity offense. And then I have two volunteers that have been with us for a long time, Andy Fletcher and Chris Stearns. And then our fresh off coaches this year were Michael Washbaugh and Marty Turner. So two Knoxville guys that came back home and kind of help out and kind of keep things going for the future. So
yeah, absolutely. So man, what an impressive season. What, you know, coming in, what one, let's go back to this last season, which just happened in the spring, but, you know, in talking with, I know I talked with the Galesburg High School head coach Derek Blackwell and Eric Matthews, the athletic director over here, that it seems like ages ago, it seems like years ago that happened. It's only been a few months ago, though. So, I mean, did you have any thoughts coming out of that season, what kind of team you were kind of going to have this year?
Yeah, we knew we would have a good team. We had a good senior class, or, you know, it was a big junior class in the spring, and it came into a good senior class. And then they just developed, you know, getting those reps, are so important, you know. We played five games in the spring. But it was, you know, the spring was just a different vibe because it was just, you know, we were shut down. We were kicked in and out of the weight room. And then, you know, middle of last January or, you know, this January, they said, okay, you're playing. And you got like 6 weeks to get ready to go. And then that was, and then when you're sharing kids with basketball and track and baseball on the front end and the back end, it was just kind of overwhelming. And you never felt like you had enough time, you know, to teach. So that's what I think this summer and having a normal training cycle and a normal summer getting the kids in the grass and be able to teach and rep through, that put my mind at ease a lot. So, I think just getting back to normal was a big thing with the kids, and being able to kind of get back to what we do and how we kind of approach things in the off season. So it was a real good bonus.
Yeah, and nice to have a regular season back the way we did this year. I did you kind of look at, like, you know, maybe that was just kind of a, you know, that was like the spring practice and just the spring getting ready for the fall. Maybe you're able to take advantage. Like, okay, it hasn't been as long now since we've done this stuff, guys.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, you know, some states do that in the spring, you know, like Texas, and I think Florida does that. They were able to have some spring football, so it kind of felt like that, and then, you know, we ended up in middle April, and then boom, first couple weeks of June, we were back at it, so it wasn't that big layoff, and the kids had concepts and techniques and things like that still fresh in their mind, and we were able to kind of hit the ground running, so.
Ryan Hebbard, head football coach of the Knoxville Blue Bullets. They'll play on Saturday afternoon over at Dennis Larson Field. They'll host Kankakee Bishop McNamara in a Class 2A first-round playoff game. The Bullets finished the regular season with an 8-1 record. What talk a little bit about what you know. I know you've probably gotten to watch some film on Bishop Mac so far. What do you know about this team? What do you expect out of them?
Well, they're traditionally pretty strong under-center running program. It does have the ability to spread the ball and throw it around. They have two pretty impressive backs. They're playing an even front on defense, and they got some kids that can run, and you know, we've got to take advantage of what they're giving us and try to limit their possessions and things like that. So,
yeah. I know a lot of coaches say things. It's won or lost on the line. Is that kind of the case heading into this week, whether no sure. matter which side of the ball?
I think so. You know, I mean, no matter what you do, you gotta be good up front on both sides of the ball. And we've been traditionally here at Knoxville, we've been pretty strong up front on both sides of the ball. Our linemen do a good job, and they really prepare themselves for the season. So, big boys up front, just gotta get it done and let our school kids make plays and maybe get a return and go from there, or turnover. So
yeah. Well, I know the great thing is, you know, them watching film on you guys, like, okay, well, we can't we key on him. Nope, we got key on him. Maybe, well, what about this guy? So you got, like you said, you got multiple weapons, which makes it nice that they're not just going to be able to key on one guy.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's kind of unique in what we do a little bit. We've had, you know, all of our backs and some of our edge guys have had real big games for us. So, you know, it's nice to have multiple weapons, kind of see what the defense is giving you and take advantage of it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, of course, Saturday's game is going to be on FM 95 WAAG. Brad Benowitz is going to be there with Jake Miller. And hopefully, Coach, we'll be with you for a few weeks to come. Hopefully, you'll continue in. Ryan Hebbard, head coach of the Knoxville Blue Bloods. Coach, thanks for taking time with us here this morning, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.